He surely would have drowned, but Serafina saw him at once and dove to rescue. She held his head up above the water and let the sea carry them away with its motion. They floated through the night until morning, when the storm finally ended and the sun appeared. She laid him down on the white, soft sand near a beautiful, sacred, holy temple. She kissed him softly upon his forehead and promised to watch over him forever. Suddenly, she heard human footsteps and quickly hid herself behind the large white stones. A young girl from the local temple discovered the prince and woke him up very gently. The prince smiled kindly back at her, believing she was the one who rescued him. Serafina swam sadly back to her home, her heart heavy with pain and deep desire. She could never forget the prince, nor the beautiful warm light of the human sun. She told her sisters,
"I must go back. I must see him again."
Her sisters helped her find his palace, which stood by the sea. The palace was built of pale yellow stone, with marble stairs to the sea. She watched him from the waves, but he never saw her in the foam. She went back to her grandmother and said,
"I want to be part of his world.
We live for 300 years, then we become foam. But humans have a soul that lives forever in the stars."
"How can I get a soul? I would give my life for it."
"You must win the prince's love. He must marry you.
Only then will his soul flow into yours. But it is impossible."
"I will make it possible, and I will go to the witch."
She swam toward the worst whirls of water, where the sea witch lived completely alone. The path was filled with grabbing polyps that stretched out to try and catch her delicate tail. She kept her arms pressed tightly to her side and swam through the danger, very quick and brave. She arrived before a strange house built of clean white bones and thick, bubbling mud. The sea witch was sitting there inside, looking elegant yet truly frightening, feeding a toad.
"I know what you want. You want legs. You fool.
I will give them to you, but you will suffer pain with every step. It will feel like walking on knives, and if the prince marries another, your heart will break."
"I agree. I do it for love. But you must pay me. Give me your beautiful voice."
The witch took away the girl's clear voice, and Serafina was unable to speak ever again. Serafina quickly grabbed the special potion and swam toward the shore before the sun appeared. She drank the liquid, which burned her inside, and passed out on the cool, wet sand. When she finally woke up again, her tail was gone. She had pretty human legs. The prince discovered her lying there. "Who are you?" he asked her very kindly. She looked at him with wide blue eyes, but was completely unable to say a single word. He brought her to his large palace and gave her beautiful, smooth silk clothes to wear. She moved with the greatest grace of all, but her new human feet burned like fire.